This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a trade and tax policy item that pops up from time to time, but that's been mostly lost in the coronavirus story and the protests. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has written to some of his finance minister counterparts over in Europe, basically withdrawing from global negotiations over how to tax digital companies. Treasury says it's just asking for a pause. European allies aren't buying that. This whole thing's been brewing for about a year, and this latest development is kind of an escalation over who exactly does get to tax these cross-border conglomerates. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more on what might happen next.
So just to recap what this fight is all about real quick. Tech companies, mostly American, let's just say Facebook or Dropbox, make money off of users in France or India or Brazil or wherever, but they mostly pay taxes in the U.S. That is just how the rules work. You're taxed where you are physically present. But a lot of countries say in a digital world, these rules are unfair, and they want to tax tech companies that make money off of their citizens.
Well, the U.S. perspective is, look, these are the rules we have. We've had these rules since the early 20th century.
Lillian Fallhaber is a professor of law at Georgetown University. The fight was kind of put on hold until this issue could get hammered out between 137 countries at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. But now that the U.S. is pausing its participation in that particular negotiation, citing coronavirus, by the way, nothing's going to get hammered out at the OECD right now, at least not with the U.S.
It's a precarious situation.
Manal Corwin is a partner at KPMG. France, for instance, has said if the U.S. won't negotiate, then it'll go ahead with its digital tax. The U.S. has retaliatory tariffs ready to go, and that fight might get replicated for every country that decides to start taxing big tech.
You end up with, number one, uncertainty by companies who are making decisions about investment, the possibility of significant taxation, the possibility that those taxes get passed on to consumers.
So in an election year and a pandemic, the world finds itself yet again in a moment of escalation over trade and taxation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.